The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Kenny Yee from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will share with you from the April 2016 issue of On Target e-newsletter. The first story, only 2 weeks until our annual conference on April 20th. What attendees of last year's conference have to say. The Disability Rights Advocacy Conference is one of the best in the state. The issues covered are full of facts, not spin, so it is easy to understand the real issues at hand. The information is current, relevant, and important. If you are an advocate at heart, don't miss this. And that's a message from Peggy S. Terhune, Ph.D., Chief Executive Officer, Monarch. This is a conference not to be missed. The staff at Disability Rights North Carolina and expert presenters provide a wealth of information for individuals with disabilities, their families, community advocates, and providers. The sessions are so rich in information and dialogue that sometimes it's difficult to choose which session to attend. I refer to the handouts frequently in the weeks, months, and even years after the conference to inform policy and educate our leadership, staff, and human rights committee members. And that's from Cheryl Malloy Villemagne, that's spelled V-I-L-L-E-M-A-G-N-E, and it's MSRN, Vice President Quality Management of Easter Seals UCP North Carolina and Virginia. The variety of self-advocates, legal experts, families, and professionals from so many different viewpoints made the conference a valuable networking and learning opportunity. And that's from Greta Herring, who's the I/DD Grant Coordinator of NCDPS, Division of Emergency Management. What a fabulous conference! I will definitely be here every year. Because of the unique expertise that DRNC staff have, I was able to gain knowledge and information that I couldn't have received elsewhere. And that's from Kathy Boyd, ACSU-CMSU, Executive Director of the National Association of Social Workers, North Carolina Chapter. Moving on, here are some conference details. You can check out their webpage to see the full agenda, register, book a hotel room, or learn about available scholarships. The event takes place on April 20th, 2016, from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. There's a $125 fee for registration fee for non-attorneys and a $160 registration fee for attorneys seeking CLE credit. Registration includes continental breakfast, lunch, afternoon snacks, and materials. Here's a list of things that are new this year. Number one, presentation of a mock IEP meeting and special education Q&A with Disability Rights NC attorneys. Next, up to 4.75 hours of CLE credit, including 1 hour of ethics for attorneys licensed in North Carolina. Next, 5 breakout session time slots offering 15 different topics. Next, longer breaks between sessions. And finally, expanded networking luncheon sponsored by Henson and First. The website for this Disability Rights NC is disabilityrightsnc.org. And they have a message. On Target e-News comes to you the first Tuesday of each month with updates on our clients, our organization, and our work. We also publish a full newsletter 3 times a year. The next article, conference keynote speaker to present on guardianship. The Honorable Kristen Booth Glenn, Dean Emerita at CUNY School of Law, will give the keynote speech at our April 20th conference, and it's titled, From Guardianship to Supported Decision-Making. The next article, Awards Reception to Follow Our Conference. Disability Rights NC will present 3 awards at our April 20th, 2016 awards reception. The reception will follow the annual conference and will be held at Extraordinary Ventures, 200 South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Purchase tickets for $35, which includes appetizers and all beverages. The Adele Foscia Award for Lifetime Cross-Disability Advocacy will go to Christine Trottier, a dedicated attorney who spent her career advocating for the dignity and rights of children and adults with disabilities. This is the first year we will present the Adele Foscia Award. We will present two Champions for Equality and Justice Awards. One will go to Sandra Sam Hedrick, a compassionate and forward-thinking leader in providing supports and services for people with disabilities in North Carolina. Another will go to Bethany Smith, a young advocate determined to use her own experience to educate and end the stigma of living with a mental illness. We've run out of time for today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Yee for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.